Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
When was the last time you snapped a perfectly posed picture of your brunch and posted it online? Or did you do an Insta-reel of your holiday sunset snaps? Sharing these carefully curated moments with your friends online used to be the norm. But why is it all starting to feel a little bit cringy? Do we suddenly have a greater need for privacy, or are we just tiring of the noise, the friction, the exposure that comes with social media? For more on this, I'm joined by Irish Independent columnist Mary McCarthy and in studio by DJ and broadcaster Crossy. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Great.
Is it
Hi there,
over?
Philip. Hi, Crossy.
Good morning.
Is it over, do you think, Mary? Has this moment of, this decade of social media posting and ceaseless updating of it, even the tiniest aspect of our lives, begun to pass?
So I wouldn't say it's over, but we've had two decades now of social media, people posting about their lives. And I definitely think we've reached a point where a lot of people are thinking twice, and they're considering, why should I put up my life here? I mean, there's more privacy literacy, that's part of it. But there's also, you know, there's kind of a weariness because it's become less social, it's more content. I mean, I noticed it a few months ago on my Instagram feed, way more content, and I was getting fewer pictures of my friends and family. So I decided to take it off my phone because I felt a bit put out that my time was being soaked up and I wasn't even on there for what I wanted to be on there, which was seeing like my sister-in-law post, you know, pictures of her family on the beach. I wasn't even seeing that. So I think people are starting, especially younger people. Philip, I don't know, Crossy, like you're a bit younger than me, but if you've seen that, like my son is 16, he's got an Instagram account. He hasn't actually posted one picture. And he kind of says to me, but mammy, why would I? Like, why would I? I just sent it on Snapchat, or I sent it, you know, to like the closed WhatsApp groups. That he just doesn't see why you'd post publicly. So there is, I don't think it's over, Philip, but I do think people are beginning to question. And then also you've got Trump, the Trump era, that's kind of amplified the feeling that what you post can be used against you. And then, like, actually the data does show that people, the time they spend viewing their friends' personal data, it's fallen quite a bit. So I think it definitely is a point where people are questioning and thinking something has changed.
Crossy, stop smiling at the news that you're the youngest person in this conversation.
And doesn't happen that much anymore, so I'm quite happy about this.
Is she right? Has there been a sea change?
Do you know what? There has been a sea change, but I think it's different to that. I feel that when social media came out, we were taking photographs of everything. Like, I was just remembering that me and my friend Sinead and all our friends, we used to go out on a night out and take photographs of everything, from a taxi reg plate to a cup in a bar to whatever it is. And then we'd have 100 photographs of one night and we'd call it John's hairband. And all of a sudden, it's just random photographs. And if you go on Facebook now in your memories, you will see at maybe as close as 10 years ago, those photographs are still there and we get to remember. Now I think we're clout chasing. We want that perfect photograph. And I know people are listening now shuddering, but sadly, that's the way it is now.
Do you have that experience when you see your Facebook memories of going, what an inane load of rubbish I was posting 10 years ago. What persuaded me to think that this was interesting?
Every day of the week, I go on my Facebook on the memories every morning when I wake up, and I've started to hide posts that only I can see from 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I dread to think what Bebo's like. I absolutely am delighted that website is gone forever. But I think when social media was out, we were throwing up those 10 photographs, 15 photographs. But do you know what I liked about it? They were a perfect snapshot of your life. Now when you're looking online, everyone's looking for that perfect photograph. They're holding in their stomachs, they're standing up straight, they want to make sure, you know, they've got the perfect scenery behind them, and they could have absolute chaos. But I feel the chaos is the part that you want to remember, not that perfect photograph where you're taking away blemishes and all that, which I kind of feel now people are so under pressure.
Mary, how are you having that experience? I mean, I know I've deleted Facebook from my phone, but relatively recently I had cause to look at it again, and the memories threw up what we called in our house glitter poo, which was an instance when the dog ate a bag of the girl's glitter and the resultant product at the other end was something that I photographed and shared, much to my own amusement, I'm not sure to anybody else's. And I saw this 10 years on and I thought, what on earth was I doing? And it was one of many such posts that I just decided, you know what, I'm going to quietly delete that now. Are you experiencing the same thing?
You get great value out of the glitter poo. That was strike me as something to keep up there. But yeah, no, absolutely. I was laughing when Crossy was saying that he was looking at old Facebook posts. I have created so many. I've pruned it. I've deleted loads. And actually, I'm hearing that from a lot of people that they have gone back over the back files of their Facebook and they've deleted most of it. But I think Crossy's right, it was more honest. So now what my age group, people have migrated onto LinkedIn because they're getting more value there than they get off Twitter. Because with Twitter, like, no, it feels like nobody sees your posts anymore. So people now on LinkedIn, and they are turning into, it's very cringy on LinkedIn. It's so like self-congratulatory, the real kind of forced kind of corporate motivational culture. And like, there was even a family member and they had a post there the other day and it was so boastful. I had to ring them up and say, ah, come on, like, what are you like? And he said that he didn't even write the post. His marketing department wrote it.
Oh, God.
And
that
put it
disgusting.
Up. So, yeah, so that is what's happening. And it's linked, like AI is writing a lot of these LinkedIn posts. And even when I post on LinkedIn, I'm like, who is this person? Okay. Like, why am I writing it this way? Why am I delighted about everything suddenly when I'm not delighted?
I have a theory here, and it's one that they're going to sort of put out there to the two of you. And it has to take into account the fact that we are all of a certain age and we're not entirely sure what is going on with people in the teens and 20s. But I suspect that the more ephemeral nature of Snapchat means that these people are, this generation, are less worried about curating a legacy, leaving a history online for people to look back at, and just aren't really that worried about doing anything other than posting for something that will be seen for 24 hours and then disappear. Crossy?
I really think so. And I think they're now starting to watch, so they're looking at content creators or people who are obsessed with, you know, getting that perfect brunch and getting 8 different angles on this brunch and all that, and watching it and consuming it rather than actually posting themselves. And I actually think they're actually even afraid of posting that sort of stuff because now it's going, look at your one over there, what's she posting that for? She does this, she does that. And I think they're terrified.
And what, because it compares unfavorably to the professional influencers?
Yeah, and they're trying to, like, they're looking for those views and those likes, but then they're also afraid of getting the backlash because I'm telling you, people are out there just to give bad comments on everything now. And it doesn't mean you could be in the entertainment industry. You could be a chef. You could be an accountant. No matter who you are, you're getting all. And I think they're afraid of that.
What do you think, Mary? Have the trolls won social media?
Oh, well, absolutely. I asked my teenagers before I came on and they were like, but Mammy, we'll just send it in stories or direct messaging and then there's no trail. Like they kind of like look at me and go, but why are you, we got a new dog and I posted it on Instagram. And my son was like, why didn't you just send it to your like direct message or like WhatsApp? Like, why did you put it on public feed? And I was like, because I'm proud of the dog. I love the dog. And he was just like, well, I just don't see, it's not worth it. Unless you're an influencer, why would you? So I think younger generations, it's more, why would you share when you don't have to, you know?
Yeah, this is quite a profound shift, if indeed this is something that's being replicated in other countries and elsewhere, and would call into question, Crossy, the multi-billion euro valuations for these social media companies.
And this is the thing, and I think that's why they're trying to push more people to start being creators and start going, this is the life you could lead. If you start doing loads of videos, you could make loads of money through ads and through all that. And I think that's how it's going. And I think there's also a shift of people now sitting in their bed, and they call it bed rotting, where they're literally lying on their bed for an hour and just scrolling through TikTok aimlessly and Instagram as well. So they're kind of looking at, you know, you finish watching TV, you finished on the laptop, and now you're going to your phone for the hour before, and loads of people do it.
What do you think, Mary? Are social media platforms becoming professionalized after 2 decades of being democratized? Are we seeing a whittling down of the number of people who are going to post?
Well, there definitely is. The data does show there's fewer personal posts. There's still a lot of lurkers, and they know that, right? So there's more content being pushed. But also, I think now that regulation is finally happening, they're pushing more bells and whistles in the private messaging, like WhatsApp. My issue there is that it's not moderated. Like, the private messaging isn't moderated. So that's the next thing. But the more, yeah, they definitely are. I think they definitely are worried. And then this regulation as well, that's also making a difference. But yeah, there's great changes. It is really, really interesting, you know. But people are, a lot of people still lurking there, Crossley. I think you'd agree. You know, a lot of time being wasted. I'm lurking too.
Time to end today's lurking. Mary and Crossy, thank you both very much. That's all that we have time for. The programme was produced by the series producer Niamh Lyons, researcher A.B. Bowman, broadcast coordinator Ina Thacker, and on sound James Feeney.